Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Somebody shout unto God. Give him a celebration. Hallelujah. Wonder, thank you very much. Good morning to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is a W3 service, Resurrection Sunday edition. I am so excited to welcome all of you. We're live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FMO, and only sister stations around the country. It is a blessing to be with you. Awake Television, Amansan TV, thank you very much. Good morning to you, and happy resurrection to all of you. We bring greetings and salutations to the nation, and also all our friends from around the world. So we salute all our friends and partners on YouTube Live, on Facebook Live, and on Podcast Live. Good morning to all of you. Reminding you that this is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. We're transmitting live from Amponsan Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. It is going to be a lovely time, short, brief, but powerful, and the goodness of God will be your portion. Happy Easter to all Ghanaians and all our friends who live in this place with us. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We demand to see Jesus." Having read you this, me mamuna kwaba mamu atena seno, eme mamu efrishia pa, ene isa kwasiye da wusoriye, e kwasiye da yere kriso mwenika, eni wu wusoriye ni da suwa, eni ni tumi, e chia chia wubibi ya, akire semu ame kinka ye yifri, yohane nsempa itire dumi yenu, imua eye etiyono, ni etiyono bako, etifi akire nese enkwa, ifri wuwomo, ni mkwa wadi ama ye, ifri ni wuwomo ene pa, was a hell of a few on one about fashion as in Musu about the sorry one will bear Philippa who free beside a walk Galilee and ancient or be catcher and is a Mura, a perse, you know, Yesu or by Philippa who free beside a walk Galilee and ancient a be catcher and is a Mura, a perse, you know, Yesu. Haven't read you that of this resurrection Sunday. Let me go further and read Luke, the 21st chapter. 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares for as a sinner." The Bible said, "It shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Yesu ame kenka ye yifri luka sempa itred yunuba kuyimwa ene diya sa ena isi edya sensi atifi akure no ese kokobo osubi anhenu huye na pocha na nsapura na mkwemu da jene wani yema ene hau anshe ubibi ara kreaso ne debi ba metumu mpufrimu sefidiye osebe ba wano eti asa asi neni so itu ubi anhen wansi de debia wenya huwa tini diya janiye fri niyema ebebe inemo akwa kujina winipa bene ni mtimu nye amonsule debia mwenya huwa tini diya janiye fri niyema ebebe inemo unma kujina winipa pano enimi. Today being Resurrection Sunday, allow me to present seven very prominent and remarkable verses highly significant to what we are celebrating today, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28 28 and verse number 1 to 7. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the first to the 7th verses. The Bible said, and in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre or to the tomb. The Bible said, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. And the Bible said that the angel sat upon the stone. A little base will help me, sir. The scriptures is declaring emphatically in this particular presentation. The next verse says, and his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And the Bible went further to say, and for the fear of the angel, the keepers did shake and became like dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear ye not, or fear not ye, for I know that you are seeking Jesus, which was crucified. In other words, there were so many Jesuses in the day of Jesus, but not the Christ. And so the angel is specifically narrowing down to the particular one that was crucified. And so he is saying, I know that you are looking for Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He is not here, for he is risen. He is not here, for he is risen. This phrase is the most preached, most famous particular concerning our salvation, redemption, regeneration, concerning, you know, the adoption of sons, concerning the new life that we have in Christ. There is no popular message that have been preached apart from Jesus than this particular phrase. He is not here. He is risen. He is not here. He is risen. He is not here. He does not dwell among the sepulchres or the tombs or the graves of dead people. He is not here. There are many religious leaders that have died and never returned. But the angel announces he is not here, but risen. He did not die and remain in the grave. He is risen and ascended on high. He is not here. He is risen. That is not my message. You better follow me. He is not here. He is risen. And he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. It's not just enough that he is risen. I want to show you an empty grave is there to prove that my Savior still lives and is alive. He is not here, but risen. And the Bible said, and go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. Secondary to Asia. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there you shall see him. For I have told you that he is not here, but risen. I have declared to you that he is risen. This morning, I join the writer, the physician, Matthew, to say to the world that Jesus is not dead, but risen, and is alive forevermore, and seated on the right hand of the Father, and making intercession for you. And he is coming. He is coming again with his reward to give unto every man according to his works. Everybody will see his coming and his appearing. And his appearing will be glorious and majestic and awesome. And as we celebrate, we have every cause to celebrate. If you are in white, we have every cause to be in white. If you lift holy hands, you have every cause to lift holy hands. If you shout, we have every cause to shout. If you scream, we have every cause to scream, because he is not dead. He is risen. He is risen. When we sing all the songs like Wanda Zate is singing this morning, happy birthday to you, Wanda. You know, when we sing those songs, it is because of his resurrection. There is no point even coming here. There is no point even wasting our time. But because of his resurrection, we give him glory for what he has done and the price he has paid because of his resurrection. resurrection, you have eternal life. Because of his resurrection, you have healing. Because of his resurrection, you have good health. Because of his resurrection, you have blessing and prosperity. Because of his resurrection, you are a new creation in Christ, washed and sanctified and purged in his blood. You are, you know, a new man, a new woman, because of his resurrection. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying, and thank you for rising for us. And today we stand in this place to celebrate your love and your goodness and the power that raised you up from the dead. If that power dwells in us, if that spirit dwells in us, it surely will quicken our mortal bodies. My God, I feel the resurrection power this morning. Yeah, he is not dead, but risen. He is not in a grave, but risen. We will not visit him at the cemetery to lay flowers on his tomb, because he is risen. Because he is risen. I was listening to a couple of Easter messages, and I could see total unbelievers talking about his resurrection. And I say that by the time that people who don't even believe, they are not born again, they do not confess Christ, even them are witnesses that he is risen. Proof enough, he is risen. He is not a dead God, a risen Christ, and a celebrated Christ. Guys, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to use opportunity to congratulate all of you that you are not just a Christian, you are also washed and sanctified in the blood of the precious Lamb of God that was slain. Yeah, you know, when you look carefully at the resurrection story of Jesus Christ, there is one particular scripture that, you know, is breathtaking. And that particular scripture is Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 52 and 53. The Bible makes a very prophetical submission in its own presentation. And ladies and gentlemen, allow me to present this particular one to you in my prologue or introduction or preamble as I present God's word to you. The Bible said, and the graves were open. In other words, it was not only Jesus' grave that was open. The graves were open, and many bodies of the saints that were dead arose. Therefore, Jesus did not only resurrect from the dead. Whilst he was resurrecting, other graves of the believers, of the sanctified, in the F5 service, I will be talking about the saints that rose. Yeah, I will be speaking to people. You know, the wicked people that died, they did not rise. Dead didn't come up. Woman, sorry. Yeah, one word deal. He nipped on that tip on him. One word, surrever that tip. I'm fair that tip. And then tip. And then tena quam. I'm rena quine. Any other day, I'm finamisuro. And then tip. And to two woman. The Bible said they remain in the grave. The saints rose up from the dead. And the Bible made a very powerful submission in verse number 53 of Matthew chapter 27. And the Bible said, and came out. They did not just rise. They came out of the graves after his resurrection. So Jesus is risen, and other saints are also risen with him. And the Bible said they went to the holy city Jerusalem. Then they went home and appeared to many. Me papa kwa ku say ya we free mo na me jina how resurrection Sunday and we appear was kuvina ego say I'm sure na e honso to say was a hoya kama momo me bere yi mo mfa mo home Christo yi mo nsum ne yi na hoya kama I'm saying wa ba be pede was a resurrection na kan yi na ego asasi so I'm saying e be pe be bi tina me ye mo bere asasi so bere ne so e na ya be sina ko yeah. Woman, me a queer tire with him, woman, you know, Yakuna to who prepped me. Say, they came out from the graves. This particular scripture is speaking to me that You know, as human beings, there are certain events and situations in our lives that are dead situations. Yeah, they are dead situations. Therefore, on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, whilst he is resurrecting, those things must also resurrect. Listen, it is not enough to be in white and celebrating his resurrection, but evidently it must be that all areas of your life will also have to resurrect. I can feel a woo, yeah. Mama, I'm tear and sorry. I don't know who I'm preaching to right now. Yeah. When I talk about the resurrection, the church must resurrect. My church. Your death. People have been sleeping. And anybody been bridging out of them. I'm serious. If it is a corona bar, yeah, you call lockdown. There are people I'm from who Christopher Basin or Mungo has review. I'm serious. Sorry. We here, sorry. You need it. People that have been sleeping all this while. And some Yamina, Yamina, this is not the time, and I am not going to be here doing religiosity. You know, he is raising, and oh, hallelujah, praise God. And I'm sorry, yet. No, I'm preaching a resurrection message. Yeah, a resurrection message. Akumano, woman, ye woman in yame. Let the heart resurrect. Adia, a woman. So I bring my wife into this place, and then we are, you know, portraying to everybody that we are fine, we are together, we are well, we are whatever. And then when we go home, that is where we have to see whether we have resurrected or whether we are still in the grave. Serious! Yeah. It is very easy to pretend. Come to church and see pretense. Come to church and see acting. From preachers to suffer mammies to, you know, assuring us, come and see pretense. And on resurrection morning, I'm using the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you, resurrect. I want to ask, was sorry, into one so sorry. He is risen. There are people who also resurrect. When I look at this nation, we need to resurrect. We've been dead for a long time. Very long. Dead for a long time. I think that we need resurrection in our faith as a Christian. We should come to the place where we declare God as our God, as a nation. Yeah, the Bible said, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Or blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I think that we need to come out boldly and declare that Yahuwah is our God. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, he is the God of this nation. We need to boldly declare that. We need to declare boldly our stand on this homosexuality, LGBTI, whatever craziness they call themselves. As a nation, we need to declare our stand. We need to even declare a resurrection. Resurrect. Wake up! Who's half one to me, moments? Wake up! Munyane! Mabache! I'm reminding you, sir, above one me. Therefore! Nyane! I dream fiend also. I dream seeing a dozen, Jimmy and a dozen, Nya Chum and a dozen, and so who knew a dozen, and I saw dinner, I saw dinner, a dozen. I can't want a munya ye, I can't want a munya ye, Penny Moon, so not so ordinary, Penny Moon, or your MP, but not so ordinary, or your MP, so not so ordinary, Cocora, Cocora. Some more girls. It's resurrection. I'm talking to you. So prayer. Some more girls. That's so. I have for us a preaching. Yeah, hot to mama. We should not intimidate. So look off you. Let's hear the TV. So. I'm planning for. I work on a half small girls, no more pain. I'm serious. Small girls, so far. A jamai in Tina Yung, a jamai. And come here and say, Nankaya, but yeah, his reason here. A jamai. What do you see? But yeah, his reason. Or him by Kutimi Tons, I said by Koma 7 people. Name by his reason, Yan and Tiako. I dream feasting a bad day and anana or my Nakoso. And therefore, Manun Trauda. And what Yasint? Bacteria! Shower dress, and peace, my shower dress, as of your my shower dress, and tell you, ministers of state, shower dress, I saw him make my shower dress. I have for most of you, so shoulders, covered us, you shut. What Tamodros, I shall Tamodros, you shut. Yes, Uba. Jesus is the reason. Who was so dear, cheap? Eba will be dressed for a common. Say, show dross, Tamusha. We'll be to me, sir, do we? We'll be boss, my patron, I may text a wire, say, me buy him a hoose and a jean street cocoa. Now, may text a wire, say, a car fee one. It be an amadama behuno. A question, Hoover, name. It's in the Hoover, the vacuum. Shower dress. Yes, I'm telling you. When I look at the attitude for customer care in this country, bitimuse munsa cry. Munim yame. Wako shedra. And we'll be afraid if you be tony many be. When munake come kwasi asem chile, customer no beka. We are what tambabra betana has a his reason. Wushari, Messi, Wusharia. Go to hospitals and look at the attitude of so many of our health workers. Then you realize that we don't have any value for human lives. And that is why people, our mortality rate is extremely surging. The reason is because we don't love our neighbors as ourselves. We'll be yarina kekan kwasi asam chireno. I'm telling our nurses, our doctors, I'm telling the people that works in the health service. Please, he is risen, resurrect with him. I'm telling you. Obi yari on Timikura and Tenase, who are poor Buato, yes, a koya card, a bra. Ensign Hunu, in Singapore. What to me a card and nurse who are about to know him? Florence Nightingale near Wadijamuni. Go and read the nurse's pledge again. Now check it. I am Shishiani Dwyer, the Winnipeg. I should fit our Bible to know how I got to one with some funnels. And so I'm standing here telling you that his reason it has to reflect in your life. I see a subana moditias on them. And untina mumu yami and wunyamano. Yeah. When Yamedi and Kanitri Munyadre, he has decided to bless his people. I'm telling you. Oh, my army team in Ukraine. Ukraine. Oh, Pia! Oh, Panukraka, no Krubina problem. I'm serious. I gin some fun and Renimuninia chum. Yeah. Opa, my main fan toss was said, Obiwa or Quire cancer operation. You be raising $4 million, he say. Yeah. Bah! Got the Fundi Amofren hospital. Where your hospital? You call Kolibu a hospital. You call G a hospital. At the Fundi. Sometimes you have some machine crying, plug nebubu, lightning. So, you know, there are machines, I say, and we don't care about it. And the worst in this country is unbelievable. One minister won 9 land cruises. 9. What are you doing with 9 land cruises when people are dying in a, you know, this languishing, crazy, mad hospital, and they don't have even basic amenities to be able to save lives? Yeah, and all that kind of thing. Last year, around this time, when we were all incarcerated in our homes, yeah, a hospital like Damfa Hospital, as a June from March, I couldn't nearby. After June, na PP, but I could say no money. Nurse for na pam nose mask. Oba no esinu atoso no ashe. Ituba na uhunimusi so nso. Wo tete wenom na say hey, free ako. Kuechile. Na shishenta diye. God bless our homeland Ghana. Mesu wa my way jare. Muda koma. I'm seriously talking to you. We're crying, you may be working lotto. Yako check it. One more, I hear you, and my eye, you know, Corrus, one more Kalutua. Why is he bad, man? Sorry, Edgeman. Got Tibetan company, Asana be winning. I could see that son, what Frefita, no Abaha. Now, I see his reason, what sort of cono to a better in the so. A player die, and away. A bad day in why are you? I'm telling you, bad day in why are you? Obi ti aban sere bonasere. Obi ti ha waji obi kunu. Aye common, aye common, aye common. Obi ti aji obi kunu. Makachi ose oba na oni ukunu neba ya montrasi together. Ona oyere neba ya tenasi together. Ye chia chia na wo cheke omo e chia ukunu. Enkrofu abe shejwa wahau. What do you feel, Diagro? You bet you will kunu sharp a mawa. I'm telling you. Reason! Everything must rise. Everything must rise. Everything must rise. So you are walking by the roadside. No be a jinan a car, no a bean is it, no Johnson. That is a 4-man in prison offense in the United Arab Emirates. 4 months imprisonment for Johnson Gukwaihu. Men kura for the Johnson de ye nata ye niku kwahu na. Ube konuwa baye gukwaihu. Uwea wase chile manjo. And kura for to kwa ya mwede toilet road wa mkemu. Udru wase, hey, driver jina pache o jina. Jina, uwe diya na ya suya ne ukasa wente na. Ujine jina na adedere me. This is what we are. It's a dream in yeah, his reason, but yes, Vivian Chilecras, yeah, Christopher. Yeah, your time, me time, you do be at the crew, Michelle Panisu, I won't know more. Now I beg your communion near D. If we are near caught twice in same hunness. It will not make us run away from it. Or say, "Atemu no mi fi na mi be free, but be free as if we must have free so." Yeah, no mukofi odru no mi be free wamaso. Yeah, na ye be free. Aye, God will judge this nation. God will judge me and you. Who's a moon to me, Mamma? A jail for no, and someone will love. He is not here, he is reason. His resurrection must also bring unto us a sober reflection. Yeah, we should come to the place and reflect. Sit down and reflect. It's not jumping around the place. Sit down. He bled for you. He died for you. Serious. Because go to the car park right now. Range Rovers, Land Cruisers, Mercedes, BMWs, nice cars. But me si wutwem. Car na si ho no. E si ho na etwem. Car na si ho na etwem. Etwem. I'm telling man kwaje ho here. A day will come. You will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. God will judge you. I will not wait until you die and I come to preach this because you will not hear it. And therefore, I am telling you, it is appointed unto man once to die. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Very interesting scripture. Second Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. It is a wobi be Christo mua. And why ya body for friend, yeah, madadani chum. The Bible said, and yemen die for friend. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It will excite and enthuse you. The next verse. And the next verse says, very emphatically, and all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus and given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. I like verse number 19, to wit that God was in Christ, this Christ that I'm talking about, that God was in him reconciling the world unto himself and not imputing unto them their trespasses. And the Bible said, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Yeah. And it said, when you coupon with Christo mo, pata, yes, in na and ya family home. Yeah. And so he went very further and said, oh mumon fum so no. Oh mumon fum so and fem mumo so. Yeah. And he went even now what they, you know, what they come on asamono asamonsa. It is a mijina and was a catching ni passe or frill. Or PM of flow, so baby, I want you to go through, baby, I want money to go through, baby, I want you woman to go through. So, what you never use to change, he will receive and accept you and receive no matter what you have done and write your name in the book of life. I'm telling you, and maybe we are see a hunya, and we are see a pet, and in the Emmanuel, your pen will we are set up, and man in Nata would do not be deceived by the riches. The deceitfulness of riches, for this world is passing away, and all the things that are in this world also passing away. This morning, I am announcing that death is real, and heaven is real, and hell is real, and judgment is real, and rapture is also real. Are you prepared for the Son of God when he appears in his glory? He is coming with his reward to give unto every man according to the awards. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling everybody, this This is your chance. Don't miss it. A brand in here. Three in one thank you, uniform. Three. Now, won't touch here. Who is here? Remember thy creator in the days of your youth, because the days are coming where you will say, I have no pleasure in them. I bring my message to a close. And so Jesus resurrected so that you can be victorious. And when victory starts, it starts with a new mind. It starts with a renewed mind. Yet, me say, Jesus Christ, even Jesus, I know that many people have started complaining very bitterly. Yeah. We already have doomso on our heads right now. And we have emerging taxes that are dealing with us. Yeah. And, you know, now no KGTR folk demonstration normally, you know, was a very, very big one. And they are making a statement. But I will want to tell everybody, even though our, you know, government and our economy is not functioning, you know, very well, and it's not doing, it is not only in Ghana, there are many places that they are not doing well, you know, and it is part of biblical prophecy. And instead of looking up to government, you better look up to God, because government will fail you big time. I'm telling you, yeah, why not? This government, they wish everything turns around and everybody will be on one tunnel. But the Bible said, There are many people that we live in this world with, and today if we are looking for them, we cannot find them. And therefore I finish my submission on this Resurrection Sunday, and I'm telling you, be prepared. There were five virgins who were wise and five virgins who were foolish. Matthew chapter number 25 and verse number 1, the Bible said, and then went out 10 virgins to go and meet the bridegroom, and five of them were wise and five were foolish. And the Bible said, and the five that were wise, they took their lamps without extra. The five that were wise took their lamps and took extra oil with them, and the five that were foolish did not. And the Bible said, in midnight, whilst the bridegroom tarried, they all slept and they all slumbered. And the Bible said, in the night they heard a bright cry of the bridegroom coming. And the Bible said they woke up, and when they woke up, the scripture said the lamps were gone out. And when they trimmed the lamps, the foolish people had their lights gone out and said, give us also that our lights can be trimmed. And said, we cannot do that. Go to them that sell it and go and buy it for themselves, yourselves. And the Bible said, whilst they were on their way to go and buy it, the bridegroom came to the marriage and closed the doors. And the Bible said, and when the foolish people came, they came to say, Lord, oh Lord, open the doors for us, for we are here. And he said unto them, I never knew you. Get away from me. I never knew you. I don't know you. Therefore, the Bible said in verse number 13, everybody be ready. You don't know the hour and the time that your Lord is coming. Don't let the card deceive you. Don't let your money in the bank account deceive you. I thank God for his provisions, and I bless God for what he is doing. But I'm telling you, the time is running out. As for this earth, he will honor you and show you his glory. You will be in in good health and in prosperity. He will honor your children and protect them. He will grant them favor and elevate them. He will give your wife grace and your husband favor. He will do all that for you at the resurrection. If you go back to your workplaces, you are going to encounter God's goodness and God's grace, because God is a good God. If you who are evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, if they ask bread, you don't give stones. If they ask of eggs, you don't give a serpent or a scorpion. How much more your heavenly Father will not come out of his glory and give unto the people who ask of him eternal life. This morning, I am telling you, God never fails. They that come against you, the Lord will fight your battle. You will leap over walls, you will run through troops. 1,000 will fall on your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come nigh you. Only with your eyes will you see and behold the destruction of the wicked. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness will shroud the earth, and gross darkness, oh, I'm saying, but the Lord shall arise. God will arise. God will arise upon you and favor your righteous cause and open a door beyond your own imagination. Am I talking to somebody, preaching to somebody, listening, speaking to somebody? Let God's grace open the doors. Let God's grace open. Let resurrection power break the yokes, elevate your cause, and bring you to the place of rest. But at the end of it all, you will account to God. This morning I tell the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everybody who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. John the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. Interestingly, in the 17th verse, the Bible said, for he did not send the Son into this world to condemn this world, but through him that the world should be saved. He that believeth on the Son, the next verse says, is not condemned. He that does not believe on the Son of God, who rejects eternal life, is already condemned. In verse number 19 of John chapter 3, the Bible said, this rather is the judgment, or Wimumnia Timur, that light has come into the world, that men love darkness rather than light. The whole street will be packed. But I'm telling this generation, don't miss this grace door that have been opened, because the time will come that it will be closed. And so when you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 13. Muntutumuhu fudebiya da ubud nisene abonina da emprimu biyakuma amote yaniye kasanwa mung prim akumanintia. Before I go and leave everybody to rededicate your heart to the Lord on Resurrection Sunday, I'm using this opportunity. Our branch at Pantan Junction, right after the traffic light, you turn left and you will see a hospital by the name Greater Grace. Just at that junction, the third house from that junction, or the third gate from that junction, is Alabaster International Ministry. And that is Adley Chapel. Tonight, we are having a Thanksgiving for all our 46 Bible students that graduated and were ordained yesterday. And we are also speaking to people who are in ministry, emerging guys, and we are speaking prophetically into their lives. We call it Resurrection Power Night. 6 p.m. we start, 8 p.m. we are done. I'm inviting all of you, especially those of you who are living in that vicinity, and the grace of God will be your portion. This Tuesday, Bible study is on 6 p.m. to 7:30. Wednesday, Forest and Bible Kesha is happening. Tomorrow we start our day with OK 101.7 FM. And then also on Wednesday, Dan Kwansam comes your way on United Television, same as Thursday. Right after our midday news, Dan Kwansam comes your way. My name is Kofi Odrow, and this is Alabaster International Ministry that brought you this live broadcast service. I want to thank God for Sweet Melodies, Nana Kwe Kwampofo, and the rest of the team. Let me thank God for my own management team, the Flight Alabaster, and honor God for your lives tremendously in the precious name of Christ Jesus. I appreciate all of you in Jesus' precious name. Whilst I'm closing, I am telling you, he resurrected. Let's bring back that particular scripture again. And it's Matthew chapter 27 and verse number 52. And the Bible said the graves were open. The graves were open, and many bodies of the saints that were dead arose. And the Bible said also in verse number 53, and the Bible said, and they came out of the graves, and after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared unto many. If the graves were open, so should our graves be open. And we will have to come out of the grave. During the time when the angels were speaking to Mary of Magdala, they asked a question, why do you seek the living among the dead? Why are you looking for the living Christ among people that are rotting in the grave? Why do you take holy things and cast it to the dogs? Yeah. Why do you take precious things and just, you know, litter it all around? This is Easter. It is not going to be a ceremony, but a prophetical event in your life that becomes real to you in the eyes of the Lord. Don't joke with this, ladies and gentlemen. Stand to your feet and clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. So songs like He is risen, He is risen, and He lives forevermore. He is risen. He is risen. Come on and celebrate. Come on and celebrate the resurrection. Yeah. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate. That's right. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. He is risen, He is risen. He is risen. And He lives forevermore, forevermore. He is risen. Come on and celebrate. Come on and celebrate the resurrection of our God. The resurrection. Want to lead you in a very short prayer to rededicate your heart to the Lord. The two hands are lifted, and I'm asking Heavenly Father, every hands that have been lifted, whatever they say, let the words of their mouth and the meditations of their heart be acceptable in your sight, God our strength and God our Redeemer. I'm asking you to do a very silent prayer this morning. This is concerning your personal salvation. He died for you. And you have to live for Him. I say that again. He died for you. You live for Him. This is the time to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. This is the time to prosper and use the wealth and the resources to be able to help the less privileged, the less fortunate, the poor and the vulnerable. This is the time to advocate the cause of the prisoner who did nothing wrong. This is the time to bring ourselves, please push my thing. This is the time to bring ourselves in the place asking His mercies to be used of Him. as a vessel of honor. And then you're anymore. And then Christ or some bachelor, bachelor, and I have some organ. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm seriously talking about eternal life that is bearing fruits. Fruit of repentance. That's what I'm talking about. The right hand is on your chest. And Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power break every yoke, heal every sickness, remove every barrier, break every limitation. Bring your people to the absolute victory while you died and resurrected. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, my King, I honor you that this Sunday begins a new beginning in the lives of your whole people. It's going to be a life of victory, absolute victory in Jesus' precious name. Somebody watching us and you don't know Christ Jesus as Savior, you want your sins to be forgiven, what a day to give your life to Christ. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Holy Spirit, fill me, guide me, help me. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for everybody who prayed that prayer. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Resurrection Sunday morning, the flag of Ghana is on the altar of God. Ghana needs resurrection. Yeah. Ghana needs resurrection. We need a resurrection of focus. We need a resurrection of leadership. Need a resurrection of compliance and obedience. We need a resurrection to vigilance. We need a resurrection to hard work. Hard work. Hard work. And saying, Edgman, you need hard work. Businessmen can sit by their computers deep in the night while some of the believers are snoring. Hard work. Some of these guys are making orders from India, orders from Turkey, China, and people are loitering in church. Resurrection power will give you hard work. Hard work. Hard work. I'm telling all the slave queens in the world, hard work, not in between your ties. Hard work, smart work. Said Yawuna, Yawotunu Lufu. All that you have, your assets are your butts and your boobs. Umuha. Umuha. Hard work. Imagine on Gazeminia Jumaya. Too many things to do, and you will prosper. Ubiya Yabola, where Jumaya. Ubi a toilet when you buy, ubi drilling sure, ubi tonye ma wakwaho. I saw a baker bake. She bakes bread. She's got a daughter who is a medical doctor, and the doctor leaves Kolebu and goes to bake bread. She said, "This is what took me to medical school. This is what made me a doctor. I made a doctor just to, for the paper, but I love this. Hard work." Hard work. Obi achibo fruit kutu biton. Shewo dross. Ne kutu biton. And yeah, he's raising here kofi. No! Resurrection power gives you wisdom. It makes you smart. E ma huye nyanse ni weni dao. Wom pa be ma chowans wa ma usike. Pianiye! Hard work. Hard work. Akonya kure si wana me wosono sa 2 years. Enu 2 years ebe bubu. Enko si da bain. Eni ebe wosowa. Fawonsa ye adjuma ni didi. Fawonsa ye adjuma ni didi. Ni jaya sere sere. I'm talking to you. Enyu obi kunu.
Obi kuna. Yes, when we were so a man for so. I'm telling you, Jah will be kuno. Shimoku kale. Nasta brase. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Kakran kakra. Kakran kakra. And kakran kakra. Ebe ye ye! Hard work. Crawford Snaha. Corona imo, they go through injection testing from here, testing from the other airport, Omo Basa, and they go and pick up, you know, Mkofani, Mankrofoko, but Yibodria say people go to a command, Emei, Banuom Tete Trotroso, and all that kind of thing, Brebi Daka, Sena Cannabis, Sainin Suoshuom, and all that. They do all these things. One Betty Kitty Kitty, that them be Makete Chi, Traplication, Wushari, Wushariya! That is not the spirit of God. I'm telling you, that is not the spirit of God. It will shock you that that is Jimmy. It will shock you that that is Jimmy. Hard work, hard work, hard work. Hard work. The two hands are lifted up. Let's pray for Ghana first. Stretch your hands and I'm making intercession. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will heal Ghana. Resurrect this nation from all our predicaments. Forgive us of all our wickedness, cruelty, and bloodshed. In Jesus' precious name. The two hands are lifted up now. Now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep your hearts and minds. May the Lord grant you the ability to become his pleasure on earth. May you be that man and that woman that God can point on earth and say, have you considered my baby? Have you considered my son or daughter? I pray the blessings of God over your home. You are favored and blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, clap these hands.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.